Okay, so just to today's daf Mem Vav, we're on Mem Hei Amud Beis by Masif Rava. So Rava is going to ask Kasha on Abaya. Abaya held yesterday that if you see it, your item, you see your shirt by the laundromat, right? Abaya said you're not believed, right? Even if there are no edim that saw you give it over. Right? But Rabba held you are believed in such a case. So now we're going to support Rabba. Okay? Hanosein taliso le'uman. If somebody gives his talis to an uman, uman omer, shtayim kasatzdali. It's $2 fee. Vahala omar, you say, what are you talking about? Lo kasatzdi lo ela achas. It's a $1 fee. Calls man shatals biyad ha'uman, as long as the talis is by the uman, al habalabayis lahavi raya. The balabayis has to bring a raya that he's right. Why? So we learned this already. We learned this already in Bava Metzia. Whenever you have a quick question about uman, the halacha is that we assume that the uman knows better than the other guy. Why? The other guy's so busy. So it's just busy. Everyone's busy life, right? I remember exactly how much each laundromat. Even though you don't remember. The uman, he for sure remembers. That's his business. So we believe him. Right? How are you supposed to know? You knew. Right? You don't know. The uman knows. So we assume when there's a dispute, we believe the uman. Right? Now, Nustalo, what if you already gave the towels back to the guy? You already gave the towels back. Now, Bismano, if it's Bisman, of the payment, in other words, it's still within that day, nishba v'notel. The uman swears and takes his fee. The uman swears? Yeah, the uman swears and takes his fee. Why? Because he's modiv mixas. I agree, only $1. That we all agree. The question is the other dollar. So he swears and he gets his full amount. Avar zmano, it's a week later. Now we assume that this whole idea that the uman knows what he's talking about, that falls away. It's a week later. Hamutzi michaveru olavaraya. Now the uman wants the extra dollar, he has to prove the extra dollar. Okay, none of that has anything to do with this. Now, hechi dami, what's the case over here? Id ike edim, if you gave the shirt with edim, then lechzi edim, like Omar. Ask the edim how much the price was. And then all the Rishonim explain. When you gave the item, I'm sure the price was mentioned, and the Adam saw that, or they heard that. Don't think they only saw the giving over, but then they left and they didn't hear the price. No, they heard the price. They asked the Adam were there. What was it? $2 was $1. Ask them. El Alav, it must be. Deleka Adam. Now, there were no Adam. There were no Adam. Vikatani. And what does this Bryson say over here? Uman Mehemdin. He's believed. Why is he believed? Migu, the Iboy Amalei Lekuchi Biyadi. He wanted, he could say, I bought it. Mehemnin Namia Agre. He also believed regarding the fee. Okay? So what do you see? What do you see? Look at the second Rashbam on the page. The start at the end of the line. Vekatoni Ul Mehemnin. Diktani Abalabayis Lahavi Raya. The Balabayis has to bring a Raya. Kiraba, like Rabba. Tiyuf de Dabaya. It's a kasha on Abaya. The Amar who said, Lo Mehemdin Hechadira. You're not believed if the Edom saw. So the Gemara answers, Lo. No.
Yes, so this is also why Kun's Rabba that says you have to give.
Exactly. That's not the Raya. He says over here, it's not like Abaya. Abaya held that when I see the item in by the laundromat, you're not believed even if there's no edim. Rather, Rabba held, if there's no edim, then you believe the uman. Abaya held, we never believe the uman. Rabba held, no, we do.
Yeah, Rabba held, we
do. Right. This supports Rabba.
Yeah, because there were no edim, and that's why.
And when there were no Aiden, we're still believing him. No Aiden here. And we're still believing the Uman. So what do you see? Rab is right, Abai is wrong. So Gemara says, "La la'olam deleka edim." No, there were no edim. For who delo ra? Nobody saw anything. You know what happened? Dovan volunteered. You're walking down the street. You didn't see a thing. Dovan runs out. By the way, your shirt's here. My shirt's by you? Yes, your shirt. Don't you remember you dropped it off? Right, I remember now. Okay, how much do I owe you? $2. $2? I owe you $1. That's the case. No one saw a thing.
So the owner himself didn't know that it
was. Right. Fine. Now, here we go. Then we're going to reject Rabbi altogether. Master of Nachem by Yitzchak, Umun ain't lo chazaka. Our Mishnah said, Umun has no chazaka. Why? We got so complicated. Let's go back to the basics. Umun has no chazaka. Why? But of course it's not his shirt. He's a laundromat. Well, all those shirts hanging in the window are his? Of course not. They belong to customers. Now, Umun hu de'ein lo chazaka. An Umun has no chazaka. Ha acher? Let's say another guy. I don't know. It's hard to think of, imagine a case like this. What's an other guy doing with your shirt like a laundromat type of situation? I asked you to wash my shirt for me. You would have a chazaka. Why? That's how we started off this perek. Every metaltalin, if you own metaltalin in your possession, we assume you're the owner. You have a chazaka, it's yours. You don't have to wait 3 years. None of this business. Right? Ha'achri yesh lo chazaka. Hei chidami. Id ikka edim. If there are edim that saw that I dropped off this shirt by you, then ama yesh lo chazaka. Why do you have a chazaka? El alav. It must be deleka edim. There's no edim. So I walk over to you. What are you doing with my shirt? What do you mean? You dropped it off by me. You gave it to me. No Edim here. That's why you have a chazaka. El lav de leke Edim. Vikotani, and nevertheless, even if there are Edim, it says, Uman ain lo chazaka. Uman has no chazaka. Tiyofta de rabbi, tiyofta. Rabbi's wrong. Rabbi's wrong. There's no way to defend Rabbi. Okay? Now, fascinating Gemara now. We're actually going to have some halacha lemaisa happen this week. Happen this week here in Shul. It's coming up right now, happen this week in Shul. Ready? Here we go. See, how could this happen this week in Shul? It happened this week in Shul. I'll fill you in. Tana Rabbanan. Nischalfu lo kalim bekalim vesu uman. You walk in to pick up your shirt, and the laundromat gives you someone else's shirt. Nischalfu lo kalim bekalim bebesu uman. Says the Gemara, Hare ze yishtamesh behen. You can wear that shirt. Let him use that shirt. Ad sheyavo hala, until the guy, the owner of the real shirt, comes, v'yitol eshalo, and takes his shirt.
You know it's not your shirt?
You know it's not your shirt. Babes ha'avel, ubabes ha'mishteh. What if you go to a wedding, or you go to pay a shiva call, and you walk in, and someone says, put the coat, dump the coat over there. There's a huge bed and 1,000 coats on the bed. And then you come and your coat's not there. Or you take someone else's coat. Or you go to a wedding and the coats are all, right, there's no coat check. It's all haphazard. Harezeh lo yishtamesh behen. Now let him use it. Now let him use that coat. Now let him touch it. What's your coat? Happened here in Shul. Someone, it was raining and someone took someone else's coat. Now, the guy came over to me and said, "My coat. Someone took my coat. There's a coat right here. So can this person wear that coat home? It's pouring rain." Hare, what's the Gemara say? Hare ze lo yishtamish behen. Now they use the coat. Ad sheyavo halav v'yitol shalom. Until it's exchanged. Until the guy brings the coat back. So it's pouring rain. Someone took your coat.
What about
the coat never? You're going to die if you don't wear a coat?
No, not going to die. But if there's
you're going to get sick.
You're going to get sick.
So I'm telling you what the Gemara says. We'll get to Moshe Feinstein in a minute. So be here. You hear what's going on? You wait till shul. You wait till the last guy out of shul. Everyone left. There's one coat left, but it's not yours. Can you wear it home? The Gemara says no. Only by an uman. We're going to see why. We're going to see why in a minute. Only by an uman we let. By every other cases, by a beis hamishteh, by a beis avil, by a shul. No. Why? Maishna reishu maishna sefer. Why? What's the difference? So Amarav, have yisivna kameh de chabibi. I was sitting with Rav Chiya, my uncle, my Amva Amal, and he told me, v'chi ein adam osei osu loma l'uman machar li talasi. Doesn't the person tell the uman to sell the cloak for you, to sell the talis, to sell the shirt? In other words, when the uman said, here's your shirt, He didn't give you someone else a shirt. He gave you stam a shirt, happens to be belong to someone else, but that person authorized the Ummah to try to sell it. So you weren't wearing someone else's shirt. You were wearing someone else's shirt that was hopefully going to be sold to you. That's not stealing. Yeah?
He didn't pay what it would be.
Right, but the Ummah made a mistake. The Ummah made a mistake. He wasn't supposed to give you that shirt. He was supposed to give you your shirt. He gave you a different shirt. But that wasn't stealing. It's not a question of stealing now. Why? Because the Ummah was authorized to try to sell that shirt. Okay? Like he says over here.
That's not a standard situation.
Well, it's understood. That's what he says. V'chi ein adam otzei lomar. But won't somebody say to the woman, listen, get me a good price for the shirt, I'll gladly sell it. When you go to shul, that's not what you're thinking when you put your coat on the hanger. If I'm going to get a good price for the shirt. No. But when you take if you take your shirt to the lawn, he says, by the way, somebody really likes that shirt. He mentioned to me, would you sell it for $300? Or for $300, I'll sell it. Right? So everybody would do that. Nobody walks into shul thinking that. Oh, I'm going to sell my coat tonight. It's raining. I'm going to get a good price. No one does that. So... So the way he explains it is, since the owner of the shirt gives the Ummah the right to sell it, he also gives the Ummah the right to, so to speak, use it. Therefore, if someone else gets it by mistake, it's a mistake. It's not gazela and you're allowed to wear it. But the Rosh asks your question. So what? So what? It's still not being used with permission. But the Rosh asks your question. The Rosh says that that since the guy wants to sell it, obviously he needs the cash, so he's not makbid. If someone else will try it out, maybe he'll buy it. That's what the Rosh says. It says over here that shuv ein el makbidim adam achri yishtamish b'begadav shuri gam hu mishtamish b'moz sha'avelo oman b'akoner. Right, and we see b'zu nosan l'begadav el midas. Right? Okay, it's all with Rishus. Yeah, the Ritva, the Yad Ramah, they all said it's a very similar thing. In Stama, all the shirts are worth the same price. Your shirt's so much worth some. It's all the same price. So it's all understood, it's all fine. But if it would be in a Beit HaAvel or a Beit HaMishteh, you'd not be allowed to. Right? What's the heter? What? Exactly. So can you wear it home?
No.
Amar of Chia Bareder of Nachman Lo Shanu Ela Hu. This is only true by the owner of the store himself. Aval Ishta Ubanov Lo. Not the wife. You come in and the wife is there behind the counter. Right? She wasn't authorized. Only the owner. Now, also, it's only true el d'amaleis talistam. You walk in and say, "Can I have my shirt?" Then I'm going to pick up my shirt, and the guy says, "Yeah, here's a shirt." Aval talitzcha. But if he says, "Here's your shirt," lo, that would not work because high life talis today. It's not true. It's not your shirt. In other words, it's a genuine mistake. Since this happens all the time.
You walk in. Can
I have my shirt?
Sure.
Yeah, here's a shirt. It was a mistake. But if he says, here's your shirt, that's not a mistake. That's not true. Right? So in Simen Kuf Lamed Vav Sif Beis, the Machaber Paskins, Nischalfu Lo Kelov Bebeit HaAvel UBebeit HaMishteh, if your shirt or stuff gets mixed up at a party, or at an Bebeit HaAvel, Lo Yishtamish Behem. You can't use it. Someone took your shirt, someone took your coat, you can't take someone else's coat. Haga, says Rama, Ukishiyava Bala Chefet Starach Litana Chevet Lavailov, Afal Pish, Shalo, Nevad, Vechain. Fine, he's not arguing. Fine. Beferish Machaber. Someone comes to Shul, can't? Right? So, what do we do? Like Mr. Ford said, what are we supposed to do? Go home soaking wet? So, starts with the Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan first says, Aruch HaShulchan says as follows. The Aruch HaShulchan says, that the minhag in Mekomot HaGedolim was that Sharabim is Asvim Behem, people would come, Umanichim Hamanal Olam Hel Yonim Bepro's door. They would leave the Hamanal Hel Yonim, must mean some kind of either rubbers or galoshes. They'd leave them in the hallway, right? Ubitzesam, and when you leave, a few hours later, 1,000 people there, Matsu, you find, she's Chalfu Zebizeh. Yours are gone. So people care which rubbers you get. The Ein Matpidim Bedover. Nobody cares. Ad, she Yitzru Uvias Levu Bedim. Ein Cheshash Gedela Bezover Shekach Nogu. That's not a problem of Gedela. Why? Says Orach HaShulchan, because nobody's Makbid. It's not a coat. What is it? It's a pair of rubbers. Very, very inexpensive. They look the same. They're just to keep your shoes from getting muddy or wet. So they're in the lobby. 1,000 people are there. At the end of the whatever the asifa. Now you come to put your shoes on, your galoshes on. Yours aren't there. Said the Rechashuk, don't worry about it. Take someone else's. Nobody cares. Nobody minds.
And keep it or from the
choice. So you can at least wear them home. You can at least wear them home. Based on that, Rav Moshe has the following tshuva. Ready for this? Uba adam sheshachach me'il shalo. A guy forgets his coat. U'minalayim elyonim shalo beis hakneses. Or his galoshes in the shul. Hu badin of the derech hinuach. You lost them. Because you put it down, you lost them. The kishiyir she'ein lo, u'la yazker makam she'niach. Lochein. Imhu makam shamor v'gan nef shalah ha'shasham asa l'tlum komo. If you put them in a secret place, then you're stuck. Vim eino makam shamor. Not Malcolm Shamor, you put him in the closet like everybody else. Who but then Aveda? Vitzarach Lital Misham, Lahanicho Malcolm Shamor, Beshabetadil, Chal Mespal, Makvias, Barai, Eich. No, I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong tshuva. This one. Misha Lakach Peshogig, Beshaknesses, Me'il, She'en, Shalom, Vachazar, Velo Matzah, Shalom. You wear someone else's shirt home. When you come back, you wear someone else's coat home. When you come back, your coat's gone. Right? So. So he says, you here. B'mi shalakach b'shogeg b'beis hakneses me'il she'ena shalom. You took home someone's coat. It wasn't your coat. You've made a mistake. U'b'na'olim b'lyonim she'ena shalom. Or you took home someone else's galoshes. V'chazal b'beis hakneses. You come back to shul. V'lo matzah shov shalom. You don't find yours. Now what do you do? So, me'etzem adin, whom a forish bo basra daf mem vavam and aleph, it's a preferential gemara in today's daf, bin it's chalfu lo kelev v'beis ha'ovel v'beis ha'mishta, ha'reza lo yishtamish behen. Can't use it. V'chein ifsik v'chala poskim. V'chshukhar choshem v'shmetzim v'kuf alam v'avsif beis. I just read it to you. U'pashut, shehu adin v'beis ha'knesset. Same thing in a shul. What's the difference in a shul and a v'beis ha'ovel? Aber bei Orach HaShulchan schon kasser bezauf hat sich, bei Orach HaShulchan already says, that Achash HaKasser hat etzem adin, the minig bin Mekomos HaGedolim, the minig is, Mekom Sherabim is Asvim Sham, to the place where people gather, U'manichim Mananalim Halyona Beprost, where they leave the galoshes in the hallway, U'betesan is Chalfu Zeh, Shal Zeh Bezeh, Ein Makpidim Bedavar, U'mashtav Shem Kolecha B'shal Chavero, you can wear your friends, Ad She Yisru'u Panim U'machlifin Es Atzmo, until you can exchange it, until you figure it out. Ve'im Ezer Shchash Gzeilo Shekein Nogu. Right? It's not a chashash gezeila. Nobody minds. Umashma. Shelo rak al iro umakomos hasmuchin lo kosav zeh. It's not just, he didn't write that in his town. El astam makomos. Kishlo yedua minag achar omar zeh. He said it all over the place. Va'af shelo kosav minag zeh elevenes chalfu na'alem hel yonim. He only wrote it by galoshes. Mashma sheleka chiluk. That'll make a difference. She midelo kosav sheminag zeh udafka bin'alem hel yonim. It's only by galoshes. Ubalom in the il kadoma, not by the coat. Mashma shagam bim il hu minog zeh. Same thing. Ach, nokat mash, yose mochi bis chalfos betos. He wrote what's most common about his time. So, according to Moshe, if you last one on shul, your coat was taken, you could take someone else's coat. What should you do? Walk home without a coat. Says Moshe, it's no problem. Nobody minds. It's the same. Somebody would be makvid. I don't think anybody would be makvid. If you took someone else's coat by mistake, you're mocking that the guy should walk home without a coat. Wouldn't mind. Right? The emotion of the coat, amazing. The Shulchan Aruch says Aleph, and then the emotion says Beis. Right? So what are you supposed to do? Right. Someone took it by mistake. The Shevet Levi has a Shiloh. What if someone took home someone else's hat by mistake, and then it got stolen? It's Gzeila B'Shogeg. Right? Are you chayev for that? It was Bishoke, right? You catch that elder come up. Right? Ah, so what are you? What are you?
You're not a
Gosling. No, you have to pay. You have to pay. Then you realize it's not yours. And then, oh my goodness, it got stolen. Now what? You have to pay for that? It's a big shiloh. Ah, listen to this. Listen to what Moshe says. Ah, hu rak bestam. Shetalin and shayiz atos bechilof. Shehu rak achlo nodea klum. Aval. One minute. Listen to what he writes. Then he says, listen to this. Avol machmas chaminig lo nimsa ze el v'aruch ha-shulchan. He's the only person that gave such a head to v'aruch ha-shulchan. Yesh vadeh mekom mo-shalaka minag zeh. For sure, places don't have such a minag. People don't have such a minag like that. Avol tov lahanig zeh b'chol makom makom al-yidei rosh ha-kahal. You should make such a minag. You should make that rule. V'yifarzu zeh l'chol ha-mispal b'tchilat ha-takana. You should make, everyone who dives in the shul should know. You should put, v'yekosav ba-pinkas takana zu. Write that down in the book. This is the rule here in this shul. That if someone takes your coat, you can take someone else's coat. Right? Write it down.
Because otherwise
he's going to run into problems. V'gam kosav zeh al niyar dovuk mokam shabat bikim b'chol inehem. Put it on a placard. Everyone can see. Right? And everybody walks into the shul, put up a placard. Even a guest will know. This is the rule here in this place.
Otherwise,
it might be a problem. Right.
He's saying maybe it's not a problem, people not marking this and that, but then he's saying do that.
Right, because he says that if there's no minute, you might have to pay for what you wear. Ah. I left out a paragraph here. You might have to pay for what you wear. So to get around that problem, put up a placard. Right? It's fascinating. Okay?
Right, exactly.
So what if it's pour, like he said, it's pouring rain. Someone took your coat. Right? So I think that we don't have such a placard here. I think it's understood. Right? I think in most shuls it's understood. If you took someone's coat, the guy wouldn't mind if you took his. And then the next day, the guy will announce, by the way, if anyone, someone took someone's coat, please see me. So because there wasn't people were makbid. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan said. By Galoshes, nobody's makbid.
Oh, so the Gemara is just talking about thinking people are makbid?
Right, so the Aruch HaShulchan says, well, Galoshes, you're not makbid.
Yeah,
no. They didn't have Galoshes at the time of the Gemara.
Yeah.
So Ramosh says, well, you're not makbid on anything. So you're makbid on a coat also. I know. That's why it's a big stretch. That's why you need Ramosh Feinstein to say that.
That's
what
the Gemara,
so in the Gemara's case, people were makbid. Right, that's the Aruch HaShulchan also is a huge chiddush. Because right, they didn't have small, tiny things like that at times of the Gemara. But we got to move. Right? I'm only a Baal Rava. Let me show you the crooks of Pumpadisa, Nai Avdile, what they do. Amalei, somebody will say, you walk into the laundromat, Havli Sarbaloi, no, can I have my shirt? Lohayed Varmiolam. The guy says, you never brought a shirt in here. So the guy says back, what do you mean? Itzli Sadi, I have witnesses. Dechazizeh is Gabach. I have witnesses, not that I dropped the shirt off, that they don't have witnesses for that. But I have witnesses that said they saw the shirt in the window. It looks like my shirt. That's someone else's shirt. It's not yours. So you say, the person will say, let's take it down and we'll examine it. I'm not taking it down. I'm not doing that. It's not yours. Rava says, I got to be honest with you, Abaya. Shaper Kamalei, I agree with that. Why should the guy take the shirt down? Because you say, Adam said, it looks like your... Why should the guy do that? Why should, if it's not yours, you're ruining the, right, unnecessary touching of the shirt, why are you doing that? The Rav says, I agree with that. I don't think the guy's such a crook. Rotanya, right? The brides that we had yesterday said, you have to see it. If you saw it's yours, then a different story. Here, you don't see anything. What do you see? Adam said, it could be your epic, it looks like my shirt. That's not enough. Amar Vashi says, you know what? If you're a wise guy, you know how you can get the shirt down? Mashvile, you could show him. Ra, Domale, Amai Tefasile, Lav Mishum de Itzla Gabach. One second. Av Ichakim, Mashvile Ra, Domale, Amai Tefisasle. Lav Mishum de Itzla Gaboy. Why are you holding on to my shirt? Isn't it because I owe you money? You know what? Hashtaf Kinu Vishaminhu. Take the shirt down. We'll see how much it's worth. Shakal Atidach, Veshkal Atidi. And then we'll chesbin out what I owe you. Let's examine how much the shirt's worth. And then you can say, Tak, if it's really your shirt. So, Amale Ravacha Bred Ravivia Lorvashi. What do you think? The guy's a fool? Mati Amale, let he'll say back to you. No, let's machine Lashuma Didach. Kfar Shimua Kameid the Kamach. Well, I have to take it down out. I already examined it. You owe me exactly the price of the shirt. I already made a chesbin like that. We're going to do it now. I'm ahead of you. So, there's no way to win. There's no way to win. What are you going to say? My shirt? You're going to have no proof it's your shirt. Adam said they think they saw it's Taka my shirt. That doesn't work. That's not worth it. It's worthless.
So in other words, only if I would know that it's my shirt, then I have something.
Exactly. If you don't know for sure.
I'm thinking that you still have it.
I mean, imagine that. You walk into a laundromat. That's mine. Really? It's not yours. Yes, it is. Take it down. We're going to go check. No, get out of here. Right? Now, the question is, what if it really is your shirt? What if it really is your shirt? That's the problem. So Abaye says, what do you do? How are you supposed to prove it's yours?
What do you do?
I don't know. But by the way, Abaye assumes, you know, he assumed the worst. Well, it's your shirt. You walk in like some innocent. The brother's like, who said you're innocent? Who said it's your shirt? You don't have any Adim. Adim said it looks like, what kind of Adim is that? Next. Aris ain't lo chazaka. In Aris, a sharecropper has no chazaka. Amai, why not? Why doesn't Arit have no chazaka? What's an Aris? An Aris is someone who works on the field for 3 years. So an Aris has no chazaka. Why? He's allowed to be there. He's hired to be there. Right? Aris works on the field, he gets a percentage of the produce. So it's a kasha that the Aris is there for 10 years? Of course not. He's working there. So the Gemara says, yeah, but ara idna palga hashtakula. Yeah, but for the past 3 years he's been eating the whole field. No, Aris does that. Right? He's been eating the whole field for the past 3 years. I'm Rav Yochanan, what are you talking about? We're talking about an old, ancient, like, you know, like these guys on the farm, these family hand. So, the Rosh Hashanah explained, they had arrangements. Sometimes they would have the thing for 5 years. And they would keep all the produce for 2-3 years. And then the rest of the next 7-8 years would belong to the owner. So it wouldn't be so strange to see a guy there for 3 years on the whole field. That's not going to establish a chazaka. Why not? Because it's part of the deal. Amar of Nachman, Aris, Shahurat, Aris, and Tachtav. If an Aris subcontracts the Aris rights to other people, Yesh lo chazaka. There is a chazaka. My time, why? Delo avid inish denachti Arise la'are v'shasik. Nobody will let other people be Arisim in your field and stay quiet. Right? I let you're the Aris Simcha. Now you contracted to him. I don't know who's him. He's there for 3 years. I didn't say a word. He'll get it. You're an Aris. You won't get it. He'll get it. Yes, he didn't make the macha.
He didn't
make the macha. So why didn't he make a macha? He sat there for 3 years and let him. You're gonna lose. Amar of Yochanan, Aris shechalak l'arisin ein lo chazaka. But now we're saying Aris that divides up his estate, his work to other people, there is no chazaka. Amai taima, emar harmanya ba'al mashavit. No, he's just making managers. In other words, the difference here is you didn't give the whole field away. In the previous case, where the subcontractor can get the whole, the subcontracted Aris can get a chazaka, that's because he was with the whole field. Here you split it up. So once you're splitting up, then I'm the manager. So if I'm allowed to do that, that would not be a chazaka. Shalach le, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista, Rav Nachman bar Yaakov, Yilam Deinu Rabbeinu, Aris meyid o eino meyid? Can an Aris be meyid? In other words, I'm an Aris for you, Simcha. I'm an Aris on your field. Yossi comes and says, no, it's my field. It's my field. Can I be meyid that it's your field? Am I in a gabadover? So this says the Gemara, Yosef of Yosef, Kamei Amalei Hachi Amar Shmuel, Aris Meid, I can. Vatanya Aris Eino Meid, some said I can't. Lo Kasha. No kash. Ha de ikapera. If there are fruits waiting to be harvested, I'm going to get a davar. Because if I testify that it's your field tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, I go down there and I harvest and I get to keep a third. Ha, right, pera. Ha, like a pera de ara. What if there's no peras? It's already, the harvest is already done. The harvest is over, middle of the winter. We're just sitting around with nothing to do. He comes and says, it's my field. Can I give testimony that really it's yours? Says the Gemara, yes. What about next season? So the Rashbam says, who said you're going to be hired next season? Who said you're going to... That's so far-fetched. A lot of jobs out there, a lot of work. Who said you're going to be after tied down to this field? Who said he's going to keep you? So then you're not considered an Negev Adavar. If the field's ready to roll, the minute I give testimony, the next day I can go ready. That ready, I'm considered an Negev Adavar. Middle of the winter. Yeah, I've been there for a few years. Who said I'm going to be hired again? There's no guarantees. Right? Since there's no guarantees, I'm not considered an Agav Adavar. Right? Now you can see one of the most unusual things you're going to see in Shas. A Malik Simon. Right? The Shlosh says it's a minog. It's a good idea to verbalize every a Malik Simon. Couldn't find a better Simon than a Malik. Right? As a matter of fact, Rabbi Emden says, doesn't it say that we should be Timcha Zecher Amalek? Should destroy any memory of Amalek? Was Amalek in the Shas as a Simon? Put down here by Gedolah Yisrael? Amalek Simon? No? Does it bother you? What? So Yaakov Emden says that the Gemara says if you bump into the Menuvel, who's the Menuvel? The Yetzihara. If you bump into the Yetzihara, the Gemara says in Sukkah, take him to the Beis HaMedrash. Right? Take him to the Beis HaMedrash. Why? That's where you'll have a chance of defeating him. Out in the street, you're not going to defeat him. Take him to the Beis HaMedrash, you'll defeat him in the Beis HaMedrash. We take a Malik, we bring him into the Beis HaMedrash, and we take any koach he has, we put him in Shas. As the Rak of Emden says. You hear that? Take all the, any detail, any spark of any goodness that a Malik still has, we've taken that already away from him. Okay. Now that we said that, the reason why it's a Malik is because the first letter of each word is going to be Ayin is an Arev, Mem is a Malve, Lamed is a Lokeach, Kuf is a Kavlan. So, you know what? We could do Tana Rabbanan. Arov made Lalove. An Arov can be made for a Lova. What does that mean? I owe you $100. I owe you $100. But Yossi is an Arov. If I don't pay the $100, he'll pay the $100. He's a cosigner. Can he testify that I owe the $100?
Sure.
What?
Yeah.
What?
He's responsible for it.
Yeah, what?
He's responsible.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, but he'd be foolish to do that.
Exactly.
He could, but he'd be foolish. Because if you don't pay...
But that's not what he's testifying about. He's testifying that I own certain land. So that he is not stuck with this bill. You come to me, Menachem, where's the money? I said, well, go to Yossi, he's a co-signer. No, Yossi says, wait a minute, he's got land. Don't bother me. He's got land.
So
can he...
Testify,
what?
So that he should not be able to do this.
Exactly. Oh, so Arov may the love, but who the Isli Arachwiti. Only if he has other land also. He doesn't have a lot of land. Why?
Doesn't make a difference.
Why? The Rashbam says, what, that old land's going to be taken away. And then I'll be stuck with the bill. That we don't assume. How much of a debtor am I? How much money do I owe to people? That we don't assume. So then he can testify. All of them are the same. Malve made Lalova. You hear this? Can the Malve testify for the Lova? Right? I don't want to be stuck not recovering my money. Don't you own land? I know you do. I'll testify. You own all that land. Right? I don't want to be stuck. So the Gemara says, again, Behud Isle Arach Witi. As long as he's got more land. He's got a lot of land, he can testify. Why? Because, again, we don't assume you owe so much money. And I'm not... Exactly.
What's your interest, though?
What do you mean? I know that Simcha owns that piece of land right over there.
You know, because you see it?
Yeah, I have testimony. Yeah, whatever the testimony is. But that question could be asked the whole parak.
I know that.
What is the Adas?
He's denying that he owns land.
Right. I'll give this. Lokeach Rishon made a Lokeach Sheni. A Lokeach Rishon can testify about a Lokeach Sheni. In other words, I borrowed money, you borrowed money. I'm sorry, you owe me, you owe him. Right? I'm sorry. No, you sold me, then you sold him.
Different thing.
You sold me a piece of land, you sold him a piece of land. He owes the money now over there.
That he has.
Exactly. Therefore what? Therefore, I'll get my money. Because it'll belong to him. The Lokeach Rishon doesn't want to lose his land. The halacha is that when someone else owes, when you owe money to somebody, that person will come and say, "No simcha, pay me the money." He says, "I don't have." All right, let me take fields away from who you sold it to.
Right.
Number two comes before number one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the later things you sell are mortgaged first.
Okay.
So I'll say, "She's got land over there."
Right?
Number one can testify about number two. To save my own skin. I don't want to lose my land. I just bought land from him. I don't want
to
lose it.
So I
can testify about his land.
As long as
there's more land. Exactly. Exactly. And tomorrow we'll do the last one, which is about a kablam. Everybody have a good day and a good moyed.
Good moyed.